This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with John Hillcock. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
I'm so hot right now. I really am so hot right now. I left the blinds open in the room in my house here in North Manchester where I'm pre-recording the programme for you on a swelteringly hot Wednesday afternoon. It's actually hotter in my room, way hotter in my room than it is outside. But that's where I'm making the programme. You see, I'm martyr to the cause. Welcome to the programme, everyone. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my hottest hour. Yeah, I'll be regularly going, if you hear the outside fade up like this, it's because I'm sticking my head out the window. Oh, there we go, a blessed breeze. What have we got on the programme for you this week? Well, you just heard them with Baby Please Don't Go. Their lead singer is Van Morrison, and he's my featured artist this week. Old Grumpy Draws himself. What else have I got for you? The Beckopedia will, of course, be dropping by. I'll be trying to explain something. Did you hear the programme a few weeks ago about the boxer beat? All the members of Elbow thinking a boxer beat was a common musical term for a very specific kind of drum beat. Turns out it's language that we've just used for 23 years and assumes that all musicians do. Similarly with the phrase off the hip. If I said off the hip to one of the members of Elbow, I realised the other day it's probably from shoot from the hip. If I said it's off the hip, they would understand what I meant. I'm going to play you examples of tunes that we would describe to one another as off the hip and see if you can find better language than that for what I'm trying to describe. So that's kind of a theme in working, if you like. You can help me out with that. Loads of great music, loads of great stories, new music, Song for Guy recommendations from you lot. and a generally speaking very nice time. If you're listening to the first edition of the programme going out, you just heard Matt talking to Dr. John in the first time. If you didn't catch that, then have a listen on the iPlayer. Similarly, if you're listening at midnight, the second edition of the programme on Sunday, then the great Don Letts has just done a Culture Clash special on Japan. So make sure you check that out as well. For now though, here he is again, our featured artist. Very different from the song we just heard. This is Van Morrison and It Stoned Me from the album Moondance. I want you to listen to the images in the lyrics in this one. This is, I mean, we've got his groove in the previous tune. His hipster sort of soaring Motowny vocal, soul-y style. But listen to the pictures he paints of a boyhood in Ireland in the song And It Stoned Me. Happy Sunday everyone.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Had the full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. And it stoned me. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home. And it stoned. And the rain let up and the sun came up and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver grin, and he dropped us up the road. Yeah, we looked at the swim and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Let it run all over me. Yeah, that stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, that stoned me. Yeah, that stoned me to my soul. Getting dry. That we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eyes. Really lived all alone in his own little home with a great, great gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you. And he said, hey, there you are. Jetted myself from the mountain stream. Yet it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. Yet it stoned me. Yet it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home. Yet it stoned.
And It Stole Me by Van Morrison. That was slick, eh? That's why they pay me the big bucks. Oh, hang on, they don't. Van Morrison wrote And It Stoned Me. Half a mile from the county fair, it says in the lyrics, and then up the road and near a swim, and they've been fishing. You could probably triangulate his exact position at every moment of that song and then charge weak-minded people, I mean, interested tourists, to have the photograph taken at different stages. You clean up. Clean up. And then you probably have Van the Man himself knocking on your door and asking for his cut. More Van Morrison later on. What a beautiful song, though, eh? This next band are called Kotki Dwa. To the best of my memory, Kotki Dwa is Polish for kittens too. I can't actually speak Polish, but they're not Polish. They're from Britain. They're very young, very good-looking, disgustingly so. And there's an interesting little film on the Guardian website about how they made this record. It's called The Wolf, and when you've heard it, you're going to want me to say the name of the band again. So get a pen ready. Here is The Wolf by Kotki Dwa.
Speak to me without disguise. Cowardly, I know you hide. Don't play me, show your eyes. See me. Nothing ever came.
The Wolf by Kotki Dwa. That's K-O-T-K-I-D-W-A. That's K-O-T-K-I-D-W-A. The Wolf. That was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from Kat Gallagher in Edinburgh. And we will all forever thank her, eh? Wasn't it great? Next tune is from Subtract. Again, if you're going to try and type Subtract into a search engine in order to find the music, take all the vowels out, turn the C into a K. Just to make it easy for everybody. This features Little Dragon, which, if you listen to the second edition of The Finest Hour that goes out at midnight on the Sunday, you'll have had this will be your second dose in about an hour, because Don Letts played a DJ Shadow tune featuring Little Dragon. I'm always promoting this band. I don't understand why they're not absolutely enormous. Not particularly Subtract, but anything involving Little Dragon. Anyway, here we go. This is a great tune. Wildfire featuring Little Dragon. This is Subtract with no vowels and the C turned into a K.
Rushing the night like a shark, babe, would it be bad if I had to set the alarm, 'cause the thrills that run up my back. You must try, nothing else can leave me off track. Hey, shot, babe, would it be bad?
Subtract featuring Little Dragon and Wildfire.
I grew up in a time when I was lucky enough to see music actually bring people together. And the great multicultural mix that we have in this country now has been really soundtracked by the music of the last 50 years.
Don Letts.
I guess people would write me off as being reggae-based, but that's just in my DNA. I grew up with rock and roll, went through the whole punk thing, you know, the whole soul boy thing. I was there at rave, I was standing in fields. I remain open to all the world has to offer, and I like to think that's reflected in my show. You know, the heritage and tradition of music, having deep impact and striking an emotional chord with me in particular, it still gets me out of bed every single day. It's something I can't help but be involved in.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Sunday nights from 10.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
The Dough are a French band. This is not from their last album. They're a French duo. This is from their album before last, made famous because it's the first English-speaking album to reach number one in France. What do you think of that? Or rather, was it the first French-made English-speaking album to reach number one? Who knows? The French are very, very, what's the word? Nationally proud. And where their music's concerned, a certain percentage of the music that played on French radio has to be French, which makes it tricky to cross over there, but not half as tricky as it makes for people that don't speak English to release music in this country. So we can't really complain. The Dough, though, are amazing. D-O, so it looks like the do to us. This tune's called Slippery Slope. You're going to want to own it.
Take halfway down the cliff, no way up, no way back. Stuck in the middle, I'm stuck in the middle. I'm halfway down the cliff, no way up, no way back. Stuck in the middle, I'm stuck in the middle. I'm jeopardized, paralyzed. Shut your mouth and the lies. What's the prize? What's the prize?
Slippery, 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 slow. Slippery, 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 slow. Slippery, 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 slow.
from the album Both Ways Open Jaws. That was The Doe, spelled The Do, D-O, and Slippery Slope. Right, let me try and get to the bottom of the concept, this off the hip that I was talking about. If I said to one of them, the band members, if I said, it's great, you know, it's really off the hip, it suggests like a casual intent or a very spontaneous reactionary way of writing music. So for instance, this next band, the Cave Singers, they're definitely off the hip. When I went to see them at Glastonbury a few years ago on the Park stage, I wasn't at all surprised to see that they looked like a couple of old mates, and they were chuckling in the middle of playing and singing the songs. They were chuckling at one another all the way through. This to me sounds like you've got a really unusual voice, man, and you come up with some very interesting hooks. We should go on the road. I'll write a load of guitar licks and you sing whatever you want over the top. And they haven't made it any more complicated than that. Because you can work on music for years. You can make it into like an enormous complicated tapestry, or you can just do what feels right. One of the reasons I was thinking about this kind of music is because a lot of Van Morrison's most famous work feels very off the hip, feels very casual, spontaneous. Okay, let me see if you agree with me. The Cave Singers, this is from their first album, Invitation Songs, and this is called Cold Eye. And yeah, a member of my band would say this is very off the hip. By the Cave Singers. Now, I think this is in the same key. The Beta Band and Lion Thief. What do these two songs share?
I lied to this man as I called him a friend. He fell as I tripped and he won't smile again. The fruits are the loops of the friendships that drew. They pulled at my head.
that drew. Where do you go when you hide your love away? Where do you go when you hide your love away?
Radio. 6 Music. BBC News at 2:30. I'm Nikki Cartwell. Hamas has called for a 24-hour ceasefire in Gaza just hours after Israel resumed military operations in the territory. There's been no official response yet from Israel, although its bombardment of Gaza has continued. A team of 30 Dutch forensic experts in eastern Ukraine has cancelled plans to visit the crash site at the Malaysian airliner because of concerns about security. The head of the OSCE special monitoring mission to Ukraine, Alexander Haag, said it would not be safe for the team to work at the site.
We had the plan to go to one of the crash sites today. Unfortunately, the security situation on the spot and on the road to that site is unacceptable for us. We have taken the decision not to dispatch and deploy today.
The wreck of the Costa Concordia cruise liner has limped into Genoa Harbour, where it'll be scrapped. In one of the biggest ever marine salvage operations, the vessel was towed from the Italian island of Giglio, where it capsized in 2012. Alan Johnson is there.
For 4 days, the ship was towed slowly up the Italian coast. She's so battered, propped up by flotation chambers, that she could only be moved at no more than walking pace. But by dawn today, she was in position, ready to make her entry to the port of Genoa. The last voyage of the Costa Concordia is at an end.
A 55-year-old man remains in custody after police found a homemade fireworks factory at a house in the village of Newell in Derbyshire. More than 200 people had to leave their homes last night as officers carried out a series of controlled explosions. Officials at Gatwick Airport have apologised after passengers returning from abroad faced delays of up to 5 hours to get their baggage back. Gatwick has blamed staff shortages at the company that deals with baggage handling. 6 Music Sport, and in cricket, captain Alastair Cook has silenced critics, racking up an unbeaten half century in England's first innings of the first test at the Rose Bowl.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter
and the antimatter.
there's someone like me feeling a pain in the heart. Some may meet again under that same white star. If maybe some
but his hands are clean, and you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead.
Of course, Bob Dylan with, well, of course, is that a bit smug? I mean, of course, that's Bob Dylan. I'm doubting myself today. That's no good for a radio presenter, is it? Was that any good, anyone? Was it all right? Bob Dylan and Lay Lady Lay. And I didn't just play that song so that I could tell you that I once covered it with Frank Black and Richard Hawley. But I told you anyway. So I've confused myself with this concept. In my mind, before I listened to him back to back then, the Cave Singers song and the Beta Band tune that I played had an awful lot in common. Listening to it now, the production on the Beta Band track is a lot more complex. It's more like intricate and detailed. They do share something though. You're going to have to tell me what it is. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. What did that Cave Singers tune and that Beta Band tune have in common with this next one from the Bees? It's from their album Sunshine Hit Me, which will forever remind me of my good friends Ian Clute getting their first record deal on We Love You. Sorry, that was the second record deal. Ugly Man first, We Love You second, and the Bees were on the same level on the same label. And this album was the one that was out at the time. Really beautiful summer record, actually, if you want to go and dig it out. The Bees' Sunshine Hit Me is something that I think you'll like. If you like this next song, you should go and get it. But what is the theme of this week's show? The mystery theme. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Here come the Bees. Now, you see, I do have a theory now. I'm going to keep it to myself because I want to hear your theories on what is it I'm talking about, this off-the-hip phrase that I keep talking about. The Bees and Punch Bag, what do they have in common with Lion Thief by the Beta Band and Cold Eye by the Cave Singers? Hey, what do they have in common with them? I think I've worked it out, but I want your responses. Psych is back in a big way. I haven't got room for the new goat tune I wanted to play this week. I want to play it next week. It just didn't quite fit in with the rest of the tunes I was plotting, but it is amazing. Shamelessly psychedelic, as is this next one by Yeti Lane. It's from an album called The Echo Show, and I saw these boys perform live at the Soup Kitchen in Manchester, which is a great little venue. And there's only two of them when they play live, but they managed to make it a very compelling show. This song's called Analog Wheel, and once again, this is Yeti Lane.
Thank you.
Yeti Lane and Analog Wheel. Great, eh?
Don't miss a thing this summer with BBC Digital Radio.
And many ways to listen to us at the Cambridge Folk Festival on Radio 2, your smartphone being just one. Now, something that got the crowd really...
Jumping that high in the Commonwealth Games is a wonderful achievement. Keep your digital radio with you. This is 5 Live, where records are being set.
List, and we'll hear more from that set live in the studio later. Exclusive live music on your tablet or laptop, right here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
To find out more and for coverage in your area, search online for BBC Digital Radio.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter and the antimatter.
Certain airlines are letting you wear your headphones when the plane's taking off, which is just great. That's the best time to listen to music. And it always really irritated me when I was told to take them off. My ex used to call me the music dragon. People turning the volume of the music I'm listening to up or down without my permission. Changing the record is a no-no. Or indeed telling me to take my headphones off. I feel like I'm being, you know, it's not pretty. It's the only thing I get stroppy about. That and not being able to have a drink when I want one. Please drink responsibly. I'm telling you too much. Anyway, so very nice to be able to take off listening to Yeti Lane the other day. We're on our way to Latvia, beautiful country. If you don't know much about it, it's one of the Balkan states. It's... bordered by the Baltic Sea as well, and yeah, I'd say the crowd in this lovely festival, this curated festival, were from all over, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, young, beautiful, no radgy sort of crazy, druggy crowd, just really nice kids having a great time, and loads of them. And it wasn't obvious that they knew an awful lot of Elbow's music, but they were very attentive and very encouraging, so thanks to you lot. And I recommend Latvia as a destination if you want a beautiful, cheap, woodlandy holiday. There you go. Tourism via the BBC. This next tune is introduced by the one, the only, our mystery musical history girl, the Beckopedia. Now then.
Now then. It's a very rare piece of music which can regularly reduce intelligent people to shaking, perspiring, dry-mouthed wrecks. But Neil Richardson's Approaching Menace has been doing just that for the last 42 years. I'm talking, of course, about the theme to Mastermind, the scariest quiz show on television. From the moment those drum beats boom like gunshots and the spotlight shines down on that famous chair, the pressure is on for viewers and contestants alike. The show's deviser, Bill Wright, is said to have based the format on his experiences of being interrogated by the Gestapo during World War II, and he certainly did an excellent job of replicating the tension. But interestingly, Approaching Menace was not composed specifically for the show, and had in fact been used a couple of years earlier for a radio production of a wartime drama called The Wooden Horse. Nevertheless, its selection for Mastermind was an inspired choice for its relentless pounding march as if to the gallows, sharp military brass and serious strings. The constant, disconcerting shift of key and a series of harsh crescendos are enough to bring even the hardiest of contestants to their knees. And why am I telling you this? Because I've started, so I'll finish.
My mum used to call that drunken man with a wooden leg going to bed. That was Approaching Menace by Neil Richardson, chosen by the wonderful Beckopedia. I was once invited to appear on Celebrity Mastermind, and quite pleased initially, and then realising that I don't have any one subject that I'm an authority on, I decided against it. I was also discouraged by my only appearance on the Buzzcocks, as what they do with the musical guest is, I suppose in a sly way to sort of promote their latest record, they ask in the music round, what is the next lyric? And then he read me a lyric from the song that Elbow were then promoting. Mark Lamar, he was hosting at the time. And I got the wrong lyric. I got the wrong answer. So I'm not going to perform very well in the big chair. I'm not doing it. Where are we? Oh, yeah. That was quite foreboding, wasn't it? So let's have something fun with Oscar Peterson. I once said on this programme, I reckon Oscar Peterson, just from his playing style, I reckon he was a really nice guy and he should have his own chat show. And then a producer from the BBC got in touch and said there was an Oscar Peterson programme called Oscar Peterson and Friends, and he very kindly sent me a couple of DVDs of it, and it's brilliant. Here he is with Sea Jam Blues, and listen to those powerful, wonderful, skillful, nimble fingers. Oscar Peterson, ladies and gentlemen.
Garvey on the air.
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Pearly Gate Music and Big Escape from the album of the same name. Rather, it's Pearly Gate Music is the name of the album and the artist. It's a relation to, I think it's the brother of the drummer from Fleet Foxes, as I remember it, but a great summer album on the wonderful Bella Union Records. Simon Raymond's beautiful album, beautiful record label, I should say. My favourite record label. There you go. I've got an email here. Last time we spoke, the whole programme was dedicated to Bernard Pretty Purdy, famous drummer that's been involved with an awful lot of music. Let me read you the email and then I'll go further into that. Hi Guy, firstly I'm a massive fan of yourself and the other fine folks from Elbow. I just wanted to say thank you for this week's special on Bernard Purdy. Bear with me here, but whilst at uni in Liverpool in the early zeros, I was introduced to the film With Nail and I. I became instantly obsessed with the opening track of the rather fabulous soundtrack, which was King Curtis's cover of A Whiter Shade of Pale, recorded live in 1971 at the Fillmore West in San Francisco. He goes on to say that it took him 2 years to find it, and then found out that it was reissued in 2008. So a good record hunting story there on the email. He then says, it's been on my to-do list to look into more of Bernard's music, and so your finest hour was perfectly timed yesterday afternoon. If either Memphis Soul Stew or Whiter Shade of Pale could make it to a future edition of the show, fantastic. If not, I hope you enjoy the King Curtis tracks and hope they act as some kind of repayment for all the amazing music you've introduced me to. Flattery, flattery, flattery. Thanks. Paul Simpson of Buxton. Okay, James Mullet got in touch as well and said Clyde Stubblefield plays drums on Say It Loud, so that I got that wrong on my Bernard Purdy special. And then also Jared Farrell got in touch and said loving the show, etc, etc. I must stand up for another great session drummer of that era, Rick Moratti. He's the man who played drums on Peg, not Bernard Purdy. So there you go, two of the examples of Bernard's work that I played last week. I was completely incorrect. This isn't my fault. Do you remember me saying he's quite a showbiz character? When you'd hired him for a session, Donald Fagan from Steely Dan tells a story that he would put two signs up either side of his drum kit. One would say, you've done it. And the other one would say, you've gone hired the hit maker, Bernard Pretty Purdy, right? So he also claimed to have played on 21 Beatles tunes. That's not true either. So it's not my... It's really, really not my fault that I played loads of tunes that weren't Bernard's. He's just a showbiz floozy. It was both drummers who pointed out my mistake as well. You should know better, Guy, than to ever question a drummer on drummers. I'm going to play the aforementioned tune. Paul Simpson recommended King Curtis's live version of A Whiter Shade of Pale. A really brilliant recording, this. And this does have Bernard on the drums.
Thank you.
Great. King Curtis with Bernard Pretty Purdy on the drums, or so I'm led to believe. That was A Whiter Shade of Pale live. And a Song for Guy recommendation from Paul Simpson. If you've got any tunes that you think I should hear, stuff I've not played on the radio, or stuff that you've been inspired to suggest because of what I've played, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Keep them coming in. Also on the soundtrack to With Nail and I is this one from Jimi Hendrix. It's his cover of Dylan's All Along the Watchtower. This has got, I think, perhaps the best guitar solo of all time. I count four different pedal settings, four different guitar sounds during the solo. And unbelievably, the song is only 4 minutes long. Here we go.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody else.
Just great, eh? Jimi Hendrix and All Along the Watchtower. On to Van Morrison. He's my featured artist this week. This again from the album Moondance. And I'm forever reminded when I hear this song of the first time we were ever played on national radio. It was John Peel He put our song Powder Blue in his Festive 50 before we had a record deal, actually. We'd done a self-released EP, and the first version of Powder Blue was on there. And this is always where I do my John Peel impression. He said, "That was Elbow." That's not very good, actually, is it? He said, "That was Elbow. It's called Powder Blue. And in a year or two, I'll be eligible to wear Powder Blue slacks, which I'm looking forward to a great deal." I think I got it by the end, maybe. But I also remember that after he played Powder Blue, because I had it on a cassette, which I treasured for many years till all the oxide fell off the tape, straight after it, he sent a message to one of his kids who just started at university and was feeling a bit homesick, and then he played this song by Van Morrison for said son. The son was our very own Tom Ravenscroft, and I brought it up with him the first time I met him, and we shared a beer to his dad. So here it is, for Tom, from me. This is Van Morrison and Into the Mystic.
Younger than the sun, yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't days of old, yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Van Morrison, my featured artist this week, and Into the Mystic.
Six Music.
I'm Iggy Pop, the musician. What I love about Six Music is that they've given me the chance to be able to do this year. It's real nice to hear the music that I knew, to have occasion to listen to it again and learn about things that are new to me. What I've tried to do in these shows is to theme each show just really for the fun of having something to provoke a little conversation. And this week's theme is pomp and circumstance. People who have gotten up there where the pomp is. The formalities people use to describe and organize their art forms.
Iggy Pop.
This afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Chilly Gonzalez is an interesting character, a multi-instrumentalist, and also known for his electronic music, dance music, a lot of it essentially. This lovely, simple thing is called Gentle Threat. It's perfect Sunday afternoon music. Chilly Gonzalez, Gentle Threat. That was a song for Guy recommendation from so long ago, I never used to keep them on file. when I first started this programme. So whoever you are that recommended that, thank you so much. Get in touch again. Once more, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. This next one's from my mate Maurice. This also has a guitar solo, that I love in it. This is KD Lang and Wash Me Clean.
You swim, swim through my veins, drown me in your rain. My desire carries no shame. My wash, wash me clean. Mend my wounded seams. Cleanse my tarnished dreams. Swim, swim through my
BBC News at 3:30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. Israel's Prime Minister has accused Palestinian militants of violating their own ceasefire in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu said that under the circumstances, Israel will do what it must do to defend its people. Lord Williams is a former Under-Secretary General at the United Nations.
Don't let's forget that before this new Gaza war started, the peace talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, led by President Abbas, broke down. And there's little prospect of a return to those peace processes which would bring a deal between Israel and the Palestinian Authority on the West Bank.
Ed Miliband has called for the public to have their own version of Prime Minister's questions. The Labour leader says he wants voters to be allowed to question the Prime Minister of the day in regular sessions at Westminster to bridge what he called the mile-wide gulf between what people want and what they get from PMQs. Police say they've discovered a homemade fireworks factory in a Derbyshire village. Nearby homes were evacuated and bomb disposal experts have carried out a number of controlled explosions at the property in Newhall. Gatwick Airport says that operations are returning to normal after hundreds of passengers suffered severe delays collecting their luggage. Officials said the delays were caused by resourcing issues involving the baggage handling company Swissport. Janet Jalil has been looking at passenger comments on Twitter.
Sue Heffernan-Smith tweeted earlier, I landed at Gatwick at 11:20pm and have just got on a train home. It's now 4:20am, so 5 hours later, baggage fiasco. Sean Edwards tweeted, to Swissport UK, you need to sort out Gatwick, not enough staff for a Saturday in July. Shocking.
C Six Music Sport and Cricket. Captain Alistair Cook has silenced the critics, easily passing a half century in England's first innings in their third test against India at the Rose Bowl. A short time ago, England were 173 for one. Six Music News, your next update is at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Spindrift and Speak to the Wind. When I finish pre-recording this programme for you all, I'm going to head to my friend's bar in Manchester, and if I'm lucky and I phone ahead, that'll be on as I walk through the front door. I'm from that generation. I wanted to be a cowboy. When I wasn't well, whether I was blagging it or not to get off school, I used to sit with a pair of pewter six shooters on my knee, on top of my quilt, and I'd watch the good, the bad and the ugly, and get to the drop before the bad guys every time. That's how I used to begin to feel better. I recommend it. This next song by Chet Baker is an old favourite. A song for guy recommendation. Chris Bowles reminded me of it some years back. And then I got to perform it with Jules Holland the last time Elbow were on his programme, which was a great thrill for me. I've long admired Jules, and he's a lovely man. And it was great spending an afternoon with him, rehearsing it with him and his band. It's Chet Baker's Everything Happens to Me, a melancholy but very funny lyric on this one.
I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, and the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing.
I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool his head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned and sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. I've telegraphed and phoned, I sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me.
Chet Baker and Everything Happens to Me. If you're looking for a place to start with Chet, then get the album Chet Baker Sings. It's a wonderful record, a very specific mood. You can put it on and have an evening to it, do you know what I mean? It's great. Mark Lanegan keeps shape-shifting, keeps impressing me. I think he's marvellous. You never know where he's going next. This lovely, brooding, quite sensual song is called Come To Me, and it's from the album Bubblegum. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Lanegan.
Come to me.
From his album Bubblegum, that was Mark Lanegan and Come To Me.
Hey!
This week is your last chance to watch and listen to the greatest music festival in the world.
Oh yeah.
Glastonbury, only from BBC Music.
Cheers, Glastonbury!
Relive a weekend of incredible live music.
Thank you.
BBC iPlayer and at bbc.co.uk/Glastonbury.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
This next tune is from Lanterns on the Lake. It's called Keep On Trying, and there's something about the vocal and the melodies chosen that give it exactly that sentiment. It reminds me of friendship, it reminds me of positivity in the face of sadness. One of my friends is facing such a thing right now. I won't go into any details. But you know who you are. This is for you, love.
Will your creature comes, won't save your soul, but you found a way to lighten the load. And your family sees safe and sound, and you keep on trying. Just remember. Your own.
Lanterns on the Lake and Keep on Trying. What are they up to? Have they got a new release due? I could look on the internet, but what's the fun in that? Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. This from Jolie Holland. I've never met Jolie, but I'm a huge fan of hers. And next Sunday is my edition of Desert Island Discs. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if I chose one of hers. Just to get you interested. I let her know via the Wonderweb, via the internet. And she's in the middle of a tour at the moment. So on the off chance that she's listening, keep your chin up, Jolie. It's a long, hard road, but it's worth it. This brilliantly bruised thing is called All Those Girls.
Can't believe you're treating me like all those girls, all those sweet girls go home to cry and wonder why all those sweet girls. The rain is coming down and petals on the ground like falling snow. Time to go, and I'll walk away, and I hear you say, I can't believe you're treating me like all those men, all those fine men that took you in into their hearts with open arms. I looked up and wished that I could disappear into the sky, or else to dive into the core of this burning world.
Wonderful Jolie Holland, without whom I could not live, and that was All Those Girls. That's about it from me. Thank you very much to Michelle and Peter and the Beckopedia and everyone who helps put the programme together. If you're listening to the first edition of the programme, then Iggy Pop for the next 2 hours. Fantastic presenting style. I absolutely love the music he's playing as well. And yeah, thank you very much, everyone. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. Bill Evans is going to play us out, as always, with his piece, because you and I both know that everybody digs Bill Evans.